This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can blame China for the economic problems we're having, or you could look a little bit closer to home.
Banks got bailed out.
We got sold out.
That was just part of the scene in Lower Manhattan today. Protests celebrating the year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. By most accounts, the protests were smaller than they were a year ago, more heavily policed, too. Whether or not they turn into something bigger remains, of course, to be seen. But we wanted to explore how much, or even if, Occupy changed people who are on opposite sides of those protests last fall. We called two people who maybe don't talk to each other all that often, a business leader and an Occupy protester. Kathy Wild is the president and CEO of Partnership NYC. She's also on the board of directors of the New York Federal Reserve, although I should note she is not speaking on their behalf today. J.A. Meyerson is with Occupy Wall Street. He's down in Zuccotti Park. It's good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Kathy Wild, let me ask you, in the year or so since the original Occupy and then since the time it faded from the streets, have you thought about it much in the past year?
Well, I think that the Occupy movement last year really set a conversation going that has continued. New York City is not a Tea Party town. There's a lot of sympathy for unemployed Americans. Our unemployment rate in New York City is 10%, significantly higher than the country. In many communities of color, it's 30 to 40%. And I think the Occupy movement forced the conversation on all of us about what has happened in this country in terms of average incomes not going up and not being able to look forward to every American being able to work hard and make it into the middle class.
J.A., do you think you've been heard by Kathy Wild and the business groups that she is associated with and the one she leads?
Well, no. I mean, I think that the answer that Occupy started a conversation that shifted national attention to income inequality actually wasn't the intention of the Occupy movement. It was the intention of the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party has successfully managed to change the conversation to that. Really, what the Occupy movement wanted to do was start a much more fundamental conversation about the primacy of the profit motive and the capture of the functions of the state by the interests of capital. And trying to move, as the protesters say in the streets today and on other days, another world is possible.
Well, if you guys have been co-opted by the Democratic Party, I have to ask you whether or not you blew it.
I think that the Democrats' attempts to incorporate some of the messaging of Occupy Wall Street into their campaigns will ultimately fall short when everyone sees that actually the fundamentals are not changing.
Kathy, what do you think of what J.A. said there? I mean, this idea that and I don't want to get all political here, but the idea that the Democrats co-opted Occupy Wall Street and its message.
Well, I think to the extent that the Occupy group wants to take down capitalism, Lower Manhattan is probably the wrong place to do it. Wall Street is, in fact, responsible for 500,000 jobs of New Yorkers. It generates about a quarter of our city's tax revenues. And New Yorkers complain about the banks as much as anyone else, but just about everybody here has a relative or friend who works for one. I think that there's something of a disconnect between the priorities of New York and New Yorkers and the agenda that it sounds like J.A. is focused on.
Don't you think that's kind of their point, though, to get people away from the standard method of thinking?
Well, as I say, I think this is probably the wrong place and the wrong time to be doing that.
J.A., let me ask you what might seem like a silly question, but how often do you actually interact with bankers and Wall Street and business types? I mean, have you ever talked to one of them?
Sure, yeah. And in fact, there are a number of bankers and former Wall Street employees, including CDS traders, who have joined the movement. I will note, though, that bankers are a notoriously insular group that is essentially impervious to public feedback. Dick Fuld of Lehman Brothers famously had his own private elevator.
Yeah, look at what happened to Dick Fuld.
Right.
Kathy, last question to you. Did you go down to Zuccotti Park last fall and look around at all? Did you talk to any of these guys?
I have, yes.
What'd you think?
I think that they're expressing a frustration, a sentiment. But I do also think that we ought to be very clear that the entire country benefits from the fact that New York City is the world financial capital. And so long as we live in a global economy, I think we want to keep it that way.
All right, we'll leave it there. Kathy Wild is the president of the Partnership for New York City. It's a business leadership group in New York. J.A. Meyerson, we got him down at Zuccotti Park. He's with the Occupy movement. Thanks very much, the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kai.